If you're not confused, you're not paying attention. Tom Peters. Chapter 4. Go figure. Relationships blossom when one enhances the value of the other without directly demanding a quid pro quo. The only way a relationship will last is if you are inclined to give more than you are willing to take. The central principle in any relationship is the reciprocal spirit of giving one's best for the other. A journey of constant renewal, trials and tribulations, learning to forgive and forgo, a state of perpetual evolution, an unwavering trust. This is universal to any relationship between spouses, siblings, families, clans, or brands. Trust, shared values and vision. If a bond of sacred trust exists, people willingly take risks and go beyond the call of duty. What sets the Navy SEAL teams apart is not just their IQ and their training rigor that they are subjected to, but also a very silent and yet the most potent ingredient of all, trust. A code of unquestionable confidence and trust holds the Navy SEALs together. A foundation that's perhaps the single most relevant factor of all. Such is the case in human-to-human interactions and also between business entities and people. How people respond to corporate brands and branded products is also fascinating. To some, it's mind-boggling that there are people who have such great attachment to inanimate objects and entities that it triggers a certain sensation in them, a certain emotion. In fact, there's a field of study dedicated to unraveling this mystery. The single-minded devotion of some people towards their preferred brands and the craze to possess newer versions of their favorite products is as real as it can get. It is widely accepted in the business arena that being able to convert customer complaints to customer delight is a valuable asset. This may sound counterintuitive, but numerous studies and practices have demonstrated that negativity of complaints is transformed into positive experiences on resolution. Customer complaints are good for business, someone said. But then, one can't go around causing problems to instigate an array of irate customers just to create an opportunity to start solving customer complaints. Those engaged on the front line to resolve complaints don't operate with a mindset of quid pro quo. Their priority is to see how they can give their best to resolve the grievance. The genuineness and sincerity of their approach is all that matters. And this is what happens in the real world. Emotions are at play. Resolutions are reached. Forgive and forgo is amicable. There is an unseen set of values in alignment between those served, customers, and those serving, frontline, and a silent hope for the future. These are shared values and shared vision in a sublime state. When customers appreciate and embrace a business enterprise's values and vision and trust it to deliver on its promises, it turns into shared values and shared vision. The conflux of such recipes lays out a banquet to celebrate progress for humanity, and everyone is invited.